Good afternoon. Welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffreys. We are broadcasting live from the Palms as we feature men's and women's basketball and all the spring sports that were in action this past weekend. And Matt Tritton, it was a pretty good weekend for all the sports involved.
Yes, it was, especially starting the basketball side of going through Emporia State and Washburn on the road, two really tough places to play on the men's and the women's sides. And, you know, the men's game against Emporia State, just a difficult battle, getting up by 14. Emporia State makes a charge late. The Bearcats hold on to win by three. Fast forward, you go on to Saturday and go to Topeka. And, again, hard-fought battle, a good team. They're well-coached, playing without Wes Dreamer this time around for Northwest, as had his right wrist taped up, so he wasn't a go. Needed someone to step up. Mitch Mascari goes for 27 points. I mean, career-high 9 3-point makes. Bennett Sturts with 19 points and a third consecutive 3-point win for this Northwest men's team. So they're just finding ways to squeeze out some close but very quality victories here these last couple weeks.
No doubt about that. If you like 3-point games, that's that's the one to do. Well, I guess on the matchup with Washburn, a couple different ways to say 3-point games, not only just a 3-point margin, but the threes were flying up for Northwest in that one.
Yeah, they were. Shot the ball really well from the field, but especially from 3-point range when you think about what Mitch was doing, but the team as a whole. And, you know, one of the key ones that, you know, we talk about just because it does catch your attention more whenever he knocks down a half-court shot with two guys around him at the end of the first half. It's a fun one to talk about. It's a clutch shot. You bank it in. A lot going. But then you think about, that's the margin of victory. That kind of magnifies that shot that much more. So he had a lot of tough ones down the stretch, a deep three-pointer that was contested to put Northwest on top for good there late in that basketball game too. So overall, a fun one. Persevered through some stuff, but this Bearcat basketball team pulled out another, and now getting set for a high-scoring Rogers State team this week.
Yeah, and those games on the road last week, a couple tough places to go in and play for everyone that goes in, but Northwest able to find a way to pull out a couple close victories on the men's side. Also a tough place on the road for women's teams, and Northwest women stepped up and had a couple of good wins.
Yeah, they did. You start with Emporia State, and that's one that Coach Oshman's going to get that program turned around. They're going to start playing some better basketball here in the next couple seasons. But they've taken a bit of a step back this year. But if you leave the door open and you give some confidence and allow them to hit a couple shots, or even you start cold and keep them in the basketball game, that's one that they can grow and find ways to come out and knock you off. They beat Pittsburgh State already this season, who's a good team that's trying to make a run into the NCAA tournament as well. So it's not a team you can necessarily take lightly, but boy, the Bearcats up by two at the end of the first quarter, dropped 31 points in the second quarter alone, opened up a 21-point lead, and really never looked back. So they rolled to a 34-point win against Emporia, going to Topeka, which has been just a difficult place to play for everybody, but it's been tough for Northwest, especially over the years. Find a way to get a 12-point win. You only give up 50 points in game two of that road trip, only 52 to Emporia State in game one. I mean, offensively, they're hitting some shots. A lot of players are stepping up. I think you just circle those point totals and how this team's playing defensively right now. You know, the previous game before that, gave up 55 points to a talented Fort Hays team. They're really coming around on that side of the ball, doing a nice job of also, for the most part, had a few issues, I think, on Saturday, but closing out teams with defensive rebounds. Gave up a few too many in the first half against Washburn, but it's a team that's really coming around defensively. Then you see that confidence also breed into the offensive side.
You know, what was fun to watch Saturday as well was Jana Green, just a shot-blocking machine in that one, seven blocked shots in that matchup, and she just got that down to a fine art.
Yeah, third most in a single game for a Northwest and Bearcat history, joining Kyla Rohrig and Shelby Mustaine, who did it years ago. So, you know, Jane is already the all-time shot block leader in Northwest Missouri State history, just adding to it at this point. But, you know, it is so much instincts and quickness and timing that jump just right. And, you know, she never really – she'll come down with it, but doesn't come down too hard to where it's too aggressive. Coach Meyer talked on Saturday about not sending that ball three rows deep out of bounds, but keeping it alive. One thing we saw a few times on Saturday, blocking a shot and then going to the baseline, saving it back in bounds to a teammate and starting that fast break and getting this team rolling on the offensive side. So what she's done this year, you know, she was such a good defender for 4 years, but now this fifth year, it feels like she has really stepped it up a notch. And got to give credit where it's due. John Dykstra, Maryville Forum, wrote in his game story about, hey, if she's not the MIAA Defensive Player of the Year, who is? Because Jaina is playing out of her mind, and you know what? A lot of her teammates stepping up on that side too.
Yeah, I just can't imagine anybody else around the conference that we've seen so far that's doing any better. And well, it's kind of fun to watch. Sometimes you'll see a post player make a little spin move into the lane, and Jaina just kind of steps back, lets him make that little spin move, and then all of a sudden she just steps in there and swats it away.
Well, you look at this recent stretch of games we've seen for Northwest, and just some of the names that come to mind, but you know, Widada, who's one of the better post players in the league against Washburn, really kept her in check, had some block shots against her. You go back a couple weeks ago, or last week, and you see Olivia Hollenbeck, a really good post player for Fort Hays State, kept her in check. Prior to that, against Central Missouri, Brooke Littrell, a bigger player, but kind of steps out on the perimeter like a guard. She's going out there and guarding her. I mean, it doesn't matter really 1 through 5 where you're lining up or how big you are or small you are or quickness. Jane is going to stay with you. She can step out on that assignment no matter what. So, you know, credit the coaching staff for coaching her up, but she's really bought into the system through her career here, and she's finishing it with a bang.
Baseball and softball on the road this past weekend, and overall pretty good weekend for both of those. And one thing for the baseball team, bats really came to life in that four-game series, winning 3 out of those.
Yeah, I think they scored 45 runs through that four-game series. So, I mean, that's, you know, one thing these first couple weekends for Northwest on the baseball side, going on the road, and we've talked about these first couple weeks, you're not getting a chance to get outside and see live pitching outdoors or field any baseballs outdoors, but they're getting after it right now. And so this is a team that is banging their way to a lot of wins early on. Softball, seeing a lot of the same. One of the guests we're going to have here today, Lauren Gray, leads the MIAA in RBIs. So I think it's really impressive what these two teams are doing coming out, not only with winning records the first couple of weekends, but the way they're driving in runs and doing so much of it with the only time they're getting outdoors and actually playing is in a game situation. So really come around playing well. Softball lost their first 2 of the weekend, finished it up with a couple wins down in Wichita Falls, Texas. So they'll have this weekend off, but you know, top to bottom, it feels like it's been a very strong start to the spring.
And for track and field, split things up this past weekend. Some competing in Pittsburgh, Kansas at an invitational there with indoor track and field. And then Washburn with their facility, able to host a meet as well. And we've got a few good performances out of both places.
Yeah, well, we're starting to see some of these runners. So I think it started with the Bearcat invite the previous week of getting themselves into postseason mode, if you will. Northwest is kind of eyeing about a week and a half down the line the MIAA championships, wanted to go in and win a conference title. And then beyond that, of course, is thinking about making it to the indoor national championships and finding a way to bring home some hardware once again. And things these last few years have really ramped up on both the men's and the women's side. So, you know, you think about Coach Masters and how he kind of dissects this of, we're going to send a few athletes here, send a few athletes here. Be in good competition, give our runners the chance to get out there and put down some times. They're going to hold, they're going to send them on to that indoor championship meet on down the line. So it's very calculated. It's more than just, hey, get out there and run 60 meters. There's a lot going into it right now from Coach Master's side, and they're putting together a really good season.
And again, we'll be talking about that as we go along here today as well. We are broadcasting live from the Palms in Maryville on the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. When we come back, we'll talk softball. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KR&W comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KR&W is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KR&W is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KR&W comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back into the KXCV KLRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State softball. We're joined by head coach Naomi Tellez, as well as a pair of seniors, Lauren Gray and Hayden Simmons. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. Northwest going 2-2 over the weekend. Dropped the openers to Northwestern Oklahoma State and Cameron. Bounced back with victories over Southwestern Oklahoma State and Midwestern State in the finale. Coach Tellez, just your takeaway from the weekend overall of a slow start, but really finishing strong.
Yeah, I mean, we showed up that first day never wanting to see that team again. Like, we just didn't have the energy. Nothing was going our way. We kind of felt defeated from the very jump. So, you know, after those games, I said, I never want to see this team again. Like, this is not who we are. This is not our identity. We play best when we're high energy, crazy fun in the dugout. And sure enough, we came out on Saturday doing just that.
Is there just a matter of, all right, we're back on the road and trying to find our way early on in the season of who's going to be that person to light that fire early on, or do you attribute that to anything specific?
I mean, I think some of us just kind of hope that somebody else does it at times, especially like when things aren't going well. You know, hopefully one thing can click, but it's going to take more than one person to kind of turn it around. And, you know, that day we kind of relied on our pitching a little bit, and that also didn't save us either, so...
Well, on day two, you come out, you get a 13-8 win over Southwestern Oklahoma State, and then the second game, a Midwestern State victory, 4-1 over the host school. Both of those games, the common denominator, first inning RBI doubles from Lauren Gray.
Yeah,
it feels like if you get that, well, there you go.
Lauren, exactly. So it's all her fault.
No, no pressure.
I'm just kidding. But, you know, scoring early for us is huge, you know, and we haven't figured it out yet if being the home team, how to navigate that. But usually when we score early, like, it gives our pitchers a ton of confidence. Our offense, obviously, hitting is contagious, and they can just keep rolling.
Hayden, can you talk about pitching with that lead, being able to stake to an early lead and just kind of going with that and defending it, as opposed to, all right, I'm gonna put up some goose eggs. Eventually, I know you guys are going to come around, but is there a mentality that kind of comes with both sides?
You know, whenever we have everything really connecting, so I know as a pitching staff, whenever we have hitters like Lauren just crushing the ball and giving us some insurance runs, you know, we can really relax and say, okay, this is my game. We can pitch this game, and if there is some mistakes, our defense is on, so we don't really have to worry about there being any mistakes there either. So I think it's definitely a different mindset whenever our hitters are really on, then we're, as a staff, just way more relaxed for sure.
Does it feel like you're trying to put the ball in an exact spot, whereas you got a little bit of a lead, like, hey, I'm gonna throw strikes, let him hit it, let our defense go to work?
Yeah, for sure. Whenever our defense is going, we can really throw the pitches that we want to throw versus what the other team is looking to hit. So yeah.
Now, Lauren, Coach Tellez said it. We're not putting pressure on you. Starting off with some runs obviously helps when you're doing that. But I will say Northwest is 4-0 in games when Lauren drives in a run of the first inning. So obviously that kind of helps. But what is it about getting up there top three in the lineup and having that chance to go out and drive in a run right away?
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier because we have, like I said before, like a great first and second hole. And even in our games on Saturday, the bottom of our lineup got on base very consistently, and so then whenever I get back up, it's a lot easier for me because all I have to do is just put it in play. Like, I'm not trying to put it over the fence, and I'm just trying to get a ball in play because we have some fast people at the top of our lineup too. And so I just have to tell myself, like, okay, just get it in play, like, let them score.
Do you like those RBI opportunities? Obviously, if you're getting a chance to get on base regardless, it's a good thing. But if there's a couple ducks on the pond, that kind of puts a little more pressure, obviously, on the pitcher, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It makes it easier because I'm not trying to do it all myself, in a sense. I'm just like, okay, get it in play, and let's let the fast people like Lily, like, let's let them run. Do what they do best.
And the Bearcats cap things off with a 4-1 win over Midwestern State. Hayden stepping in, making that start. You go four innings, you shut them down. What's working for you in that game?
I had surgery in May, so this whole offseason and up until now has been a really it's a mental obstacle for me. So what I told Coach before I went in to throw, I said, I know you don't necessarily say we should do this, but I'm going to set a goal for myself this game and really stick to that goal. So with that in mind, whenever I was throwing, I was thinking about that and saying, okay, my defense is working, hitters are hitting, everybody's playing really well, so I don't really have to be perfect, in a sense. So I can have a couple tweaks here and there, and it'll all be okay. So just mentally, I think being locked into having a goal for myself definitely helps, for sure.
Are you going into a start with a cap on the number of pitches, hitters, innings, or is it just kind of by feel with coach?
I think it's just by feel at this point. I know I had a pitch count early in the season, and just going until I say, okay, I can tell I'm kind of tired, I'm kind of slowing down, so maybe let's make a switch. And she definitely knows, and she can tell whenever that's happening, so that's really helpful as well.
Well, coach, you see Hayden go out there and pitch. Yeah. I think, what, one run and two hits in the first inning. After that, settling, giving up one hit over the final three innings, no walks. What did you see out of her as that start went on?
Just her confidence kept on growing. You know, her first outing at Henderson State was not her, you know, and she was very, very nervous, and it's almost like she was a freshman again. But, you know, and so I told her, you know, you're going to get the ball, and we're going to ride you as long as we can in Brexton relief if we need her. Like, we'll be okay. And, you know, after that first inning, she kind of got the jitters out, and then she just started pounding the zone like she does best, and she was throwing really fearlessly, and I think that's the best thing for her. If she goes up there, it doesn't matter who we're playing, she's just going to throw how she can throw.
Northwest coming off a 2-2 weekend, wins over Southwestern Oklahoma State and Midwestern State. This weekend off before heading to the Washburn Invitational the following weekend. Coach, is there just any certain reason as the scheduling of having this weekend off?
I mean, in my mind, when I scheduled two back-to-back really long road trips, I knew it was going to take a toll on us. You know, 9 hours or 18 hours on a bus each weekend is not ideal. And so I was like, this is a great weekend to just reset, get ourselves together, and then have a short trip to Topeka.
You mentioned the energy and trying to find that early on whenever you go somewhere and they've got a weekend here.
Yeah.
Do you find a way to go out and get outdoors, but then maybe try to simulate that through an exhibition, a scrimmage, or something?
Yeah, we're for sure going to go live at some point in time over the weekend just to keep our pitchers in routine, get some hitters that maybe haven't seen a ton of live at-bats, get them some swings too. But I think being outside for the first time on our field will bring a lot of energy in itself.
What are we thinking? It's supposed to be like 60 tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, outdoors
like
every day?
We could be sweating. Like, that's going to be great.
Northwest off this upcoming weekend, but then on to Washburn, take on St. Cloud State, Winona, and so on. So some really good NSIC teams coming up on the way. Lauren Hayden, for you two, seniors in this program, you've been around for a little bit. It's a Northwest team that's trying to turn the corner and continue to take steps forward. Leadership-wise, how does this year feel a little bit different as to some that we've seen in the past?
I feel like this year we have a lot of goofy girls on our team, and so I think that we genuinely play so much better when we are super excited, super silly, goofy, loose. Like, it just makes us play so much better, and our energy in the dugout definitely plays a huge factor in how we're doing. And I think that we're, like, the lighter that we take ourselves, then, like, the better that we'll do.
Hayden, you kind of feel the same thing too?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think most of our goofy girls, they're definitely older, so we're kind of influencing the younger girls. So once we leave, we know, like, hey, this is how we act, this is how we're gonna play well, and if you're crazy in the dugout, that's okay, because that works for us.
Gotta be able to pass the torch.
Yes.
So this weekend, now Laura, we did see you step in and play left field once, but pitcher-catcher relationship, I mean, is that all business, or is that kind of loose if you have a visit in the circle, if coach comes out and brings the infield together? What is that like in-game?
I'd say it's pretty loose.
Oh, yeah,
I think
for
that
sure.
Sometimes the pitchers can get really tense and they can freak out a little bit, so I think that keeping it loose whenever we go and talk to them and just maybe cracking a joke or something like that makes them relax a little bit more.
Nothing serious. That's what helps.
Infield meeting, who's chirping the most?
Oh.
Someone that shouldn't be chirping.
Abby.
Abby Nolte.
Yes. Abby
Nolte,
for sure. Absolutely. I was going to say, for sure not Leela. Leela's not saying anything.
It's a weird second base shortstop thing.
Yeah.
There. So if they could shortstop a little bit more buttoned up, you know?
Yeah.
All right, before we let you guys go, because I'm kind of curious too, walk-up songs are such a big part of baseball, softball, and kind of putting out that personality. So what's your guys' choice as far as a walk-up song hitting, or if you're stepping out to pitch and warm up?
Oh. I still haven't figured mine out yet. I'm still trying to see what works.
Oh, I don't know. I really like old R&B, like Biggie Smalls and Dr. Dre. So anything like that, that's what it's going to be. So.
All right, that's good. Coach, what'd you walk up to?
My senior year was...
Speaking of old R&B, Coach Tejas.
I know, seriously. You know that song from The Sandlot when they're on the roller coaster?
Yes. And like Tequila.
Yeah, that was my song. Whoopsie.
We won't go into that on the air. Northwest softball off this weekend, but on the road to the Washburn Invitational, February 23rd through the 25th. 5-4 now on the season. Coach Tejas, Lauren, Hayden, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Bearcats on the road this following weekend, but off this week, so we'll talk more Northwest softball coming up next Tuesday here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll step aside and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424. Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to the KXEV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, where we're broadcasting live from The Palms. Time now to talk tennis, as the head coach of the Northwest tennis team, Mark Rosewell, is joining us, along with Mary Lee Mooch and Mason Meyer with us off of his team. And first of all, Coach, another good weekend for your team. This time a trip out to Kearney, Nebraska, and 7-0 wins over Colorado Mesa.
Yeah, played outstanding, particularly that second match. Won 7-0. You didn't get any better than that, John. But boy, what a wonderful facility up there in Kearney. Six indoor courts. I mean, they did it right. Places to work out, fitness center in there, and all these things. It's just amazing. Looked like a Division One facility, and that was done by through the community and also the university.
Yeah, talking to Mason before we went on here, he said that it's very similar to what the Nebraska Lincoln campus has.
That's correct. We had our conference tournament. It does just seem like yesterday, but a few years back when Jake Salisbury was coaching at Nebraska Kearney, he kind of got that through. But yeah, it's nice.
I imagine you have to feel even good about the way this season started out for you.
Yeah, it was a good start. Division II schools on both the men and women.
Now, again, Mary Lena and Mason with us here. Mason, you're kind of getting back in your old area there, Omaha native in Nebraska, and a chance to go out to Kearney and play this past weekend.
Yeah, it was cool. I can't remember the last time I was in Kearney playing tennis. I went to Lincoln quite a bit to play at their courts when I was younger, and that helped me out quite a bit. It was pretty special to play there the last match. I played very well. The whole team played very well. It was a great match. Yeah,
I know. Talking with a little earlier, too, you just kind of felt like getting that first match out of the way of the week before was very good to kind of get back into the swing of things and things. Just everything felt well and felt right this past weekend.
Yeah. The first match is always the toughest of the season, for sure. I definitely felt it. Didn't have my rhythm really the whole singles match, but kept fighting, kept staying positive, and that's what it's all about. Just being able to pull out a win when you're not playing your best is what matters.
And Mary Lena coming off a straight set win at number four singles this past weekend, 6-1 and 6-1. Looks like you're playing pretty well as well.
Yeah, I can't complain so far. Like, everything is going well. Like, I just enjoy like the whole atmosphere with the team, so it just like go with the flow. Like, everyone is enjoying the time on the courts, I feel like, and this just like keeps me so motivated right now.
No, you had a couple of wins already under your belt, so it's been a good start to the season for everyone involved.
Yeah, for sure, John. We've started a little bit earlier this year because of a lot of teams are going to the indoor matches where we're getting more use, like Nebraska Kearney has. Emporia State's got indoor courts down there now, so there's places where we can go other than just, you know, St. Joe or Red Oak for us to get some matches in. And if we're not playing some matches, we're getting behind, so we got to do it.
Yeah, and this time of year, obviously, it's time to go indoors, but even in March, early March, it can get a little on the cool side and rough outside when you have to go out.
Oh, for sure, John. And 60 degree weather today, this is unbelievable. It was 60 below about 2 weeks ago.
I know it. Well, I guess for you guys, an opportunity to get outside and practice a little bit outside on the courts here in Maryville has to be pretty good for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Hughes Fieldhouse is a great training facility for us as well, and we hit there quite a bit. So super, super grateful that the school has that facility. Like, it's amazing for us. But, again, playing outside, just got to keep the wind down here in Maryville when we can. I'd like that. But there's only so much you can do with the weather. But we go out there every day, train as hard as we can, and look forward to the next match.
Well, and you were telling me, too, you don't mind the cold weather too much.
No, I don't. I'm from Nebraska. I love it, actually. I love it.
Marlena might talk about how you feel about the cold weather. It's a little bit, you like the weather as well when you have to get outside, or but you prefer a little bit warmer temperatures?
Honestly, like, being from Germany, I know both type of weather. So for me, I don't really care. Yeah, like, when I grew up, like, my coaches always were like, you cannot care about the weather, you have to play, like, anyway, so it's just like that. I'm happy if I can play, so, yeah, we just take it how it comes.
I guess the nice thing about being indoors this time of year, and you alluded to this a little bit, just lack of wind when you go inside, that's got to be the biggest difference.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely get, you get a lot more rhythm, the points. I mean, the points can tend to go faster, but it's a lot easier to play indoors, for sure.
Mark, talk a little bit about the two guests you brought here today and what they mean to you.
Well, we'll start off with Mason. He's finishing his last semester of tennis this spring. Of course, he was really, I don't know how you want to put it, but just an outstanding player coming out of Nebraska. USTA was top 20 in the country, and he was at Nebraska, and he was also at Tennessee before he came here, but it's really worked out well for us. And now he's playing number two singles, so he's moved right up, and our teams have been so strong. We may not be quite the talent wise we lost a couple people the last couple semesters, but still a very good team, and the players know it. They're working harder. This young man, he loves tennis. I mean, you can't keep him off the court, and that's why he's so good, because he practices, hit more balls than most players. Marie has come in this past fall. She came from school in California, transferred into us, and she's done very well. I know in the ITA in the fall, she played the Augustana girl, the number one, who's been an outstanding player, and she was right there with her. She almost won the match. So she's a good doubles player, too, as is Mason. Mason had a big doubles win this weekend, and Marie, I see her having a really a good year for us. She's getting used to the new environment. And the women's team is, I mean, we got about six young ladies, and they're really pretty close to level. We probably don't have a true number one this year. I mean, we had Vera, who was a two- or three-time All-American, and Tiff, who probably would have been our number one player this year. She went somewhere else. But, I guarantee you, we got six girls and six guys, or eight and eight, that want to play tennis, and I can see them getting better and maybe salvaging out a couple 4-3 matches just through heart.
Yeah, and we talk about the tennis aspect. I would now, Mason, if I understand right, you're teamed up right now with Martine. Is that correct?
And yep.
How much fun is that to have Martine back playing, and where you can get back out on the court with him after he serving as an assistant last year?
Yeah, it's cool. He's a great guy. We have a really good friendship. Continuing to get better every day. We practice doubles every day. Definitely helps. And really, I mean, it just makes it so much more fun to play with him, especially just because he's such a great guy as a coach and now as a player again. It's just super fun.
Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I mean, the doubles match they had, you understand the tennis, but there was no breaks. It went 6-6 right into the tiebreaker. It was excellent match. And Martine has come a long ways in doubles, I think. And yeah. Both these young men hit some outstanding volleys at the net, which is not easy to do when your opponent's hitting the ball 100 miles an hour at you, you know. And it was the difference in the match.
Marie, just talk a bit about coming to Northwest Missouri State and your initial impressions of being a Bearcat.
So far everything is great. Like the team is like everyone is fighting together. Like I love the support that you get when you're on court, but also like off court. Everyone is like trying to like do the best they can for us as the tennis team, but we also try to do our best to represent like also the university, and like I really love that, like the whole team spirit.
And if I understand right too, that's something you have an opportunity to come over to American playing a kind of team competition. Maybe it's not available to you in Germany or other places right now.
Yeah, like it's something completely different. In Germany we don't really compete as a team, and like I used to play handball in Germany, so it's like a team sport, and that's what I really enjoy like in the US, because I love to be like to play for a team and like win as a team. And like in Germany it's more just like an individual sport, even though we compete as individuals, in the end you can just win as a team, and that's what like gives me so much.
And Mason, I imagine the same thing for you too. You've competed a lot of summer individual tournaments, I know, but the team aspect has to be something that's pretty special.
Ever since I started playing tennis, you know, on my wall in the backyard when I was 8 years old, 10 years old, like even then, you know, you dream. This is what you wake up for, you train for every single day to get to this position where we are now. And I'm just really, really, really grateful for, coach recruited me here, and it's just blowing my expectations away.
Well, you guys have a busy weekend coming up Friday anyway, a couple of different matches at two different sites, a trip down to Kansas City area to face William Jewell to start things off with on Friday morning.
Yeah, I got William Jewell. It's the old Clayview indoor facility down there. It's the Genesis now. But we're going to play that one at 10 o'clock in the morning with both genders, and then we're going to scoot on up to the Genesis in St. Joe, and Metro State out of Colorado is coming in, and we'll play them men and women also.
Well, I hope you guys have better success on a Friday night at Genesis than what I did last Friday. It wasn't very good, but it should be a heck of a match with Metro State, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, they beat our men last year 4-3 right out here on the Frank Gruby courts. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this year.
And just kind of talk about, for both of you, the two matches in one day and what that means as far as trying to prepare for what's coming up on Friday.
The main thing, just getting as much sleep as we can. I'll probably get 10 hours the night before, so I'm ready to go. And just preparation, doing everything day to day, practice, making sure we have everything we need for the match.
Yeah, I would say the same. Like, the preparation is just the key. It's like it's what we've done the weeks before, so you cannot win like if you're not prepared. And I think we're always doing our best like every day of the week. That's why we're gonna go outside today, practice hard, and just like try to win those matches in the end.
I would guess too, this is where some of the experience that you have playing some individual tournaments comes in place, where you do play multiple matches in one day in those type of events.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like most of the tournaments I played, I mean, some days I was playing 3 matches a day when I was in the consolation draw. And it also helps that I love tennis, so it makes being out there so much more special and fun.
Yeah, with the ITA, John, just like you said, between singles and doubles, they could play 4 matches sometimes in one day. Now, the doubles were pro eights, so that helps, but still a lot of tennis.
What's the biggest impression you have of your two teams you've got so far, Marcus, what you see out of this group this year?
Well, number one thing that sticks out is we got a lot of experience, okay? And experience is always a good thing because you've been there. You can say what you want, this, that, and the other thing, but when coaches get together and talk, if you've been there and you know what to expect, that's a huge, huge difference. Even maybe a little bit more than talent-wise sometimes. Because most of the time, if you're going three sets with somebody and playing a super tiebreak, the talent level's about the same, But I feel like it's a good group. Both teams, we're all enjoying it. I look forward to coming to practice every day and going out throughout the season. And it's going well when it just goes so fast.
No doubt about that. And it's early in this season right now, but before too long, it's going to be at the end of the year. You're looking to fight for those conference titles and the conference tournament coming around.
Well, that's always our goal, John. Yeah.
Again, we are broadcasting live from the Palms on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We've been talking tennis with the head coach of the Bearcat tennis team, Mark Rosewell, along with a couple players off his squad, Mason and Marie. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Back on KXCV, KRNW, we're talking Northwest Missouri State Indoor Track and Field as the Bearcats are getting set for the Friday night last chance meet, which will be this week, and then about a week and a half out, we've got the MIAA Championships coming up. Those will be in Topeka, Kansas. We're talking with Bearcat Indoor Track and Field with Coach Wick Cunningham, as well as a sophomore runner, Max Turan. And guys, appreciate guys coming and talking with us. And Wick, we'll just start team-wide, kind of rounding in the form. Postseason's right around the corner. Just what are you seeing from the Bearcat invite? And then obviously last week, kind of splitting up between Topeka and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, seeing a lot of great stuff from those two meets. This is the time of year where we really start seeing that progression take off for all of our athletes. All the hard work really starts to come to fruition there. And yeah, it's all geared towards the MIAA and NCAA championships.
Max, one of those guys that's planning on being at the NCAA Indoor Championships for Northwest Missouri State. You've got a couple provisional times already, one of those being the 800. On Saturday, put up another provisional time. The week prior to that, at the Bearcat Invite, you set, was it the Northwest Missouri State, or as a fastest in D2 with, I'll check that, that was a distance medley. My apologies. You went out and PR'd with a 150.25 in the 800, which you're fastest all time. For you coming in, what's been big for you to get to this point, especially carrying on with the MIAAs around the corner?
So what was big was the change in training. So I took coach previously, and it wasn't the best for me. It didn't work out super well. And then I transferred here, and I guess it worked super well. PR a couple times, school record, well ranked in the MIAA and also nationally. So yeah, the change in training partners also, and the training program was a big change for me, and it was very successful so far.
When you talk about coming into Northwest Missouri State and obviously putting up good times, the training's being big for you, is that something that's discussed much whenever you're going through the recruiting process of picking Northwest, or is it some other aspects bring you in and that just happens to be another thing to kind of put you over the top?
So, yeah, when I was looking for transferring somewhere. I was looking at the level of the team. So when I checked last year, I was already super good here. Good times, good people. And I was checking from the 400 to like the 10K, even though I don't run the 4 or the 10K, but it's nice to know how deep is the field when you look for a new university. And I was very good here. So that was one of my main point to choose for.
Team-wide success. There's a lot of good sprinters, but yeah, a lot of good distance overall for Northwest Missouri State. One of the greats all time at Northwest, of course, he's sitting to your left right now, Wick Cunningham. Wick, when you see a guy like Max coming in, and obviously we know Northwest traditionally, what the Bearcats are in track and field, plugging a guy in like this, what has he meant to this team? Obviously, we're talking 800, but that distance medley relay.
Yeah, absolutely. We were looking, we lost our 800 guy in the D-Med from last year, so we needed someone to step up and step in, and Max was the guy for us, and he's done phenomenal there. And honestly, it's like, it's more than that. The running ability aside, it's like he's a great student athlete, and he's just a great teammate in general. So like he's got the whole package, not just a fast time. And that's really what we look for in all of our athletes. We want to look at the well-rounded person, not just the athlete. And that's a big deal for us during the recruiting process, but also while everyone's here.
Yeah, we talk about that classroom side of it. There's a certain amount of responsibility. You're not just going to show up for practice, but you're going to be getting it done in the classroom as well. That responsibility piece probably plays a big role too when you think about a guy like this that's in a relay. Of listen, if you're going to go out there and run poorly solo, that's one thing, but if you're part of a team and trying to get a job done, what does that mean to have some of these guys when it's a DMR that you lost three or four runners from last year and you plug right back in and doing some big things?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, we you can never account for the unforeseen circumstances when you lose some people, or even the foreseen circumstances when you lose some people. You got to try to manage that. And I think it really just shows that it's all about, we're all running for each other. Every single person on that relay could run faster than they did in their open event, which is just a huge indicator for us that it's like, hey, we're on the right track, because they're not just running for themselves, they're running for their teammates as well.
Max, tell me about that DMR. You guys put up a school record, which I don't know. I mentioned Wick a little bit earlier, a fantastic runner at Northwest. He's on that top 10 within one of those DMRs. It's about 18 seconds slower than your PR. But what is it about that group overall? You guys are doing some big things, and obviously a chance to go on and continue that this year.
Yeah, it's very nice. I think we all put the work in the track and also outside, so in the classroom or like for recovery and making sure we're doing the right things to perform well and to do good at the good moment. So we have different groups, so I'm training mostly with Rally, also Nate, and Prince is on the sprint group. The team is very nice. We all talk to each other, we all like hang out with each other, and I think that's also a big thing of like being friend outside the track too.
Finding that camaraderie top to bottom as big as Northwest. Again, the Friday night meets is coming up this weekend here in Maryville, then off to the MIAA championships the following weekend down in Topeka, Kansas. As we were leading up to the Bearcat invite, Coach Masters had talked about kind of training hard and training a certain way to make sure, boom, hitting where they wanted to be and being able to PR at that Bearcat invite. As we head toward the MIAA championships, how does training shift a little bit for some of these guys that maybe are kind of looking down the road?
Yeah, so you described it perfectly. There's just a small shift. You know, we need to keep doing those same things that got us to this point, but also peel back just a little bit, so it's like, hey, it's a big meet, let's hopefully feel a little better when we step up to that start line. But I think the biggest thing is that we're not going to change too much stuff. We're going to keep everything the same, just those tiny tweaks here and there. You know, pull down some volume a little bit, increase some speed a little bit, but nothing too foreign to us.
Bearcats heading toward the postseason coming up rapidly here in indoor track and field. Max, earlier you had mentioned starting at Lindenwood, now you're Northwest Missouri State, but you're a freshman of the year in the GLVC, so you've had a great career since you've been here in the States, but originally from France. What ultimately brought you to the U.S.?
So here school and sports is very like together, like you can do sports with the school. In France is kind of the opposite, so school is one thing and sports is another thing. So I was running for a club, so nothing really related with my school, but I went to boarding school to run track, which is like maybe like, I don't know, 20 high school that does that in France. So I jumped on the opportunity when I get out of middle school to go there and try to do something great. And then after that I wanted to go to the US to keep going and not having to worry about the school and the sport and just do both at the same time while being in a foreign country, learning another language, and just enjoying life, you know.
Well, you're doing some great things here at Northwest Missouri State. Overall, have things kind of translated to the U.S. kind of the way you would hope they would as far as getting in, doing the school, doing the athletics all at once and kind of adapting to that American culture?
Yeah, not all the things changed, but it's still another country. I'm far from my family. I'm far from my my French friends. I also changed coaches. That was also a big deal. I did good with him. I ran pretty good when I was in high school. And then changing here to try to get something new, something that will probably work better for me, get better competition too, because I was mostly training by myself and then competing with the other guy. But there I was, and here I'm competing in practice and also in the meet, so just to get my spot and make sure we all do good in at the right place.
Well, that's very cool. I'm sure everybody back home keeping up with you from a distance here as Northwest Missouri State heading toward the MIAA championships about a week and a half away. Max, great to have you on. Appreciate chatting with us. Wick, as always, appreciate your time and good luck this weekend, guys.
Thank you so much.
That is Northwest track and field coach Wick Cunningham as well as Max Turan with us. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to The Palms as we're broadcasting live on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We turn our attention to baseball as the head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowe, joining us along with the catcher off the team and Brady Miles. And Darren, a nice trip down to Arkadelphia. 3 wins on that trip.
Yeah, I thought, definitely a good start. Early season baseball, you're kind of working out the kinks a little bit, trying to find your lineups, find your pitching staff, find your bullpen, all that good stuff. So I think we got a little closer to answering some of those questions. And then when you can do that and get 3 wins out of it, it's even better.
And bats really came to life on the trip.
Yeah, I thought we swung the bats as well as I've ever seen us swing the bats. I think, I think the biggest thing is our guys have confidence right now. And I think, looking back to past years, especially early season, not seeing the baseball, not seeing the pitch coming out of Hughes and trying to acclimate your eyes to live pitching outside is a little difficult. But I think we got that figured out a little bit. Again, confidence goes a long way with hitters, and I think they have that going right now. And I think if you look at the stats, we probably scared them out of the zone a little bit. They gave us some free bases, and I think that credit goes to our hitters of having quality at bats and kind of scaring some pitchers out of the zone.
Right, you look at that last game, down 6, I think, came back and was able to pick up a win there. So that was a pretty nice win for your team. One of those, I would think, kind of character builders for the season as well.
Yeah, this team has a lot of fight in them. It's and they're having fun playing baseball, and I think we've preached that for years. But I feel like this team has really figured that piece out. The guys on the bench have great energy. The guys on the field are playing hard, are focused, having quality at bats. There's so many things that we have to improve on. But, when you can get wins and not playing your best baseball, it's definitely a benefit.
Brady, again, we talked about you're on the show here with us today. It looks like you're off to a pretty good start at the plate as well, 296 average after the first couple weekends.
Yeah, not bad.
And just kind of talk about being a part of this program coming in from California. What brought you, and also a stop at Williston State College, I believe, as well. Just kind of talk about coming to Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, I've been on a long journey through Williston State. COVID kind of pushed me outside of California. Very thankful it did, though, and I've gotten the opportunity to come to Northwest. It's a blessing. I love it here. Facilities, coaches, people, teammates, met some of my best friends, played some really good baseball. It's been a good time.
And Coach, just talk a little bit about Brady and what he brings to this team.
You know, Brady's a guy that's he's even keeled. You know, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, comes to work every day, wants to get better, wants to make his teammates better. So I think that's, you know, a huge plus. You know, I think just the mentality piece is very important in baseball, and Brady possesses that of just, you know, a little bit mild-mannered. But, you know, when you look at Brady, you'll never know if he's 0 for 4 or 4 for 4. You know, he's he keeps that same mindset and kind of grinds out at bats and works hard behind the plate. So, you know, I think the biggest, like I said, his biggest attribute is his mentality.
And Brady, just talk about kind of working with the pitchers and some of the goals that you have in working with the pitching staff.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun working with those guys. Seeing some struggles right now early and fighting through that, it's always fun. I think we have a good staff. We're going to have to put some pieces together, work through games, piece games together, but I think we have the pieces to do it. Last year, I don't think we were ever overmatched from the mound. I think we were in a good spot this year.
Well, what's the biggest things that you see out of this year's team overall, besides just the pitchers and some of the things that after the first couple weeks?
I think Skip said it perfectly. I think we have a lot of fight. We have a lot of fun. We show up to the yard having fun, and like you said, we were down six in the game. I believe twice we were down six. And in the dugout, it never felt like we were down a run. Never pressed, never felt pressured. Just went out there and played our game, and it worked out for us.
I would think, too, besides just the athletic ability, that kind of mentality there that you're never out of things has to be something that is important to the team.
Yeah, absolutely. The second you feel down and out, you are. And that's something that we did not do this entire weekend.
And again, Darren, just kind of at this particular point, a couple weekends in, just overall your feelings about this team.
Well, I think we're, you know, off to a great start, and obviously when you get some wins, you get some confidence, you know, just want to build on the good things that we've been doing, and then just clean some things up. We have gotten dinged up a little bit with some injuries or some, and hopefully start getting some guys back in the lineup and on the pitching staff. So we got to weather the storm a little bit the next couple weeks and get healthy, but. You know, I think we're in a good spot right now. We'll be tested this weekend, playing some non-conference games against some really good competition. Yeah, we're ready to take the next step forward.
Brady, just talk a little bit about some of the things besides just baseball here, so our listeners can get a chance to get to know you a little bit. What are some of the interests you have outside of baseball?
I've really progressed in my faith while I've been here at Northwest Missouri State. I like hanging out with friends. We're on the field a lot, so there's not a ton of time, but just, I don't know, just hanging out with friends. Like Skip said, I'm very mild-mannered. I don't get into anything crazy. But.
Well, what's the future like for you after graduation from Northwest?
So I graduated this past fall with my bachelor's in business management. I'm going to come back next year for my sixth year. I'm getting a master's in health and PE. I want to continue on and pursue firefighting when I go back home. So I got a long road after this to accomplish that.
Well, it looks like you're set up for just a lot of different ways that life can take you after you leave Murrayville.
Yeah, and that was my goal coming here. I wanted to get a variety of education, set myself up for a number of different things down the road.
You talk about firefighting. What's interested you in that?
I just find value in, one, being part of a team, and two, helping out my community and having an impact, a positive impact, wherever I'm at. But really being a part of a team.
All right. And, Coach, you talked about coming up this weekend back down south, this time down to Joplin for the Missouri Southern Classic, and kind of the final opportunity to get tuned up before the conference season gets rolling.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're cut our drive time in half versus Memphis and Arkadelphia. So back-to-back 8.5-hour trips down to those two places, 4 hours down to Joplin, place that we've played in before, obviously. But again, it's going to be a test. Our opener, Lewis University, was a 30-win team last year. University of Mary out of North Dakota has been a real powerhouse up there. And then Minnesota Mankato is, a constant regional team. So we'll get tested, but I think that's one of the things we need right now going into the MIAA conference schedule.
All right. Well, it's good. Been great having both with us on the show, and we'll talk next week, and hopefully some good things to talk about again.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you. Again, that is Darren Lowe, the head baseball coach at Northwest Missouri State, along with the catcher off the team and Brady Miles. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center's open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back to the Palms in downtown Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State basketball. We're joined by Daniel Abreu from the men's basketball team, as well as Peyton Kilderman and Lainey Joseph from the women's basketball team. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. And I'm just going to throw this out for whoever wants to jump in first, but it's been quite a while since Northwest has gone through Emporia and Topeka and picked up 4 wins, 2 on the women's side, 2 on the men's side. Those are tough places to play regardless. For both teams to do this and both teams really excelling as we come down the stretch, how do you guys kind of feel about this when you go into a doubleheader knowing that that crowd on the road probably isn't going to get two very good games the way Northwest is playing right now?
It feels amazing. What is it called? At least from the guys' perspective, we always know going into Emporia and Washburn that there's going to be a lot of talk from the crowds, especially Emporia. Emporia's student section is unbelievable. They always get so many guys there. I think this year they had the whole football team. So really riled up, great environments, and it's just amazing to come away with 2 wins.
The way the women's team's playing this year, does that feel like that kind of sets things up for you guys a little bit more to where it's like, man, now they're really angry that they just lost again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They set up a standard even for us, like, hey, the girls are winning. Let's also win, too. Come on, let's get this sweep on the road. So it's amazing that they're playing so good. It's also so fun to watch before our games. So, yeah, it just also impacts the environment.
Speaking of Emporia, 86-52 win for the women before the men came out and got a 3-point win over the Hornets. You guys were rolling. I mean, coming out, putting up 86 points on the road against that team. Peyton got things rolling, going 4-4 from 3-point range. What is it about just hitting those first couple shots, getting a lead on the road that kind of spurs this team the rest of the way?
Yeah, I think once you hit a few shots, you just see it go in through the hoop, and then that confidence builds, and I think it spreads across everyone on our team. So I think seeing some people hit shots helps give confidence to other girls, and I feel like that game in particular, we just moved the ball really well. We were just finding the open person, and everyone was knocking down shots.
Laney, for you, you've taken on more and more minutes, it feels like, as this redshirt freshman season's gone along, when you've had those opportunities and taken them. What is it about starting a game on a bench, seeing things kind of get rolling, and then just kind of coming in, trying to insert that energy that you bring?
Yeah, I think I like to just see how the game is going at first, and then it's cool to come in and just kind of bring that energy that we need whenever it is. And I think there's been a lot of ups and downs this season for the team and for just injuries and stuff, and so I think that finally getting out there on the court for more minutes has been great.
Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball home this week. Rogers State Thursday, Northeastern State coming up on Saturday. The last time we saw you guys basketball teams at home, it was a sweep of Fort Hays State, which, again, not easy to do. On the women's side, you know, the crowds are growing and growing into where, you know, a few years back, we've got a national champion men's basketball team. Maybe they don't show up until 7:30. Now, all of a sudden, people are getting here at 5:15 to get those seats. What is that like when you're warming up in front of a full house, knowing you're going to have a great crowd for that game?
I feel like it's so cool just seeing all the fans out there, and just some really loyal Bearcat fans too that you've seen even in previous years when we weren't playing as well, they were there. So I feel like it just adds to the excitement and just kind of keeps the momentum on our side. I feel like we really do have a home court advantage being in Maryville, and so I feel like that's just a good reason for us to put on a show for them.
Does that culture feel like it's kind of shifted, Laney? I know it's been a process, and it started prior to you arriving, but now that things are kind of rolling in that direction, does it feel like this is kind of an established program and we're kind of getting back to some of those Bearcat days of old?
Yeah, it's cool to have this kind of the start of like an uphill for our culture and our team. And so I think, like PK said, the culture at, like, just in the arena, like people coming in before for our game and the men's game, it's been really good to see that.
Daniel, we talk about this men's basketball team taking on Rogers this week. It's a Rogers team that's had their struggles, but they've shown that they can fill it up. They've got some scorers out there. What are your expectations out of this first matchup we'll see on Thursday night?
I think it'll be a lovely physical game, as always. They have big men that's really smart. They have guards that are quick, but also a little stocky. They got some big guards, so it'll be a physical matchup. Yeah, a little fist fight.
It seems like anytime Rogers is across the way, it's going to be you're going to feel pretty sore once that one's wrapped up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, granted, they don't have a I can't remember his name, their big guy from last year.
Rooster?
And Rooster. Let's talk about
he's
him.
He's been a couple years ago, right?
That's true. That is true. But, yeah, it's always been a physical battle, and I expect that.
The women's side, kind of the point to where we're seeing this Bearcat women's team tied for third in the MIAA. Rogers and Northeastern have had some struggles. How do you approach this to not overlook either of these teams, but be able to come out and really take it to them early?
Yeah, I think Coach Meyer's been talking about this a lot in practice recently, just the fact that we are getting close to postseason play now, really just bringing it our all for every game. And whether that team is number one in our conference or six or seven, whatever they are, I feel like not looking at that, but knowing that we have to bring our best game forward. And so that's what we're going to try and do on Thursday and Saturday.
Bearcats getting set to take on Rogers State. The women tip off at 5:30 Thursday and 7:30 for the men on Thursday. The Northeastern State 1:30 and 3:30 tip off coming up on Saturday. That's also senior days for both teams as well. Guys, appreciate coming on, talking with us. Good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Joining us, it was Laney Joseph, Peyton Kilderman from the women's basketball team, and Daniel Abreu from the men's basketball team. That's going to wrap things up for us here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Our broadcasts on Thursday will get underway with a 5 o'clock pregame for the women's game before the Rogers State matchups, then again a 5:30 and 7:30 tip-off there. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Trittensing. So long from the Palms.